Christina M., and I'm a compulsive overeater. Really good to see everybody. I'm so grateful. So to qualify, on Valentine's Day 2021, some higher power pushed me into this room, sat me down in this chair, and led me to my first OA meeting. And with amazing sponsors and by working the 12 steps, I've been abstinent since November 2021. I currently have a sponsor, I am a sponsor, and I'm working the steps out of the Big Book with a sponsor. And today I'm here to talk about steps 8 and 9. Like Jerry said, when those people still piss you off, guess what? You have to redo it. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So So let me tell you about my dad. So he was an alcoholic. He was physically abusive. He left us when I was in middle school. And after he left, he formed another family who he really successfully, financially, and emotionally supported for the rest of his life. And when he died, he left every one of his possessions, including my baby book, to his new family. Big breath. So now let me tell you about me. I'm a compulsive overeater. I spent my childhood hiding and feeling resentful. I ignored my dad when he still lived with us. I gossiped about him and judged him and had utter disdain for him until the day he died. I withheld my love for him because I didn't want to seem like I was condoning his behavior. And I didn't understand the parallels, that his disease is my disease, until I hit chapter 3 of the Big Book in this program. So before that, my step 9 amends to him were really shallow. He was an alcoholic who beat his kids. Like, I was pretty sure that gave me a pass on owing him any kind of amends. But spoiler alert, it doesn't. And it's a really good thing I'm not in charge of this program. So here's what I know now. This man had a physical allergy and a spiritual malady. And what he saw in us was a family who he had let down and who he had no chance of being a part of. And now, for the first time in my life, I started seeing my dad how God must have seen him, and I started seeing how my actions hurt him. So once that happened, I was finally able to forgive him, to see how I had harmed him, and to have willingness to make real amends. So that was the step 8 part. So I had to become willing to admit that I harmed him. I had to set aside my pride and reach for humility. I needed the help of my higher power, and I really needed my sponsor at the time. And she held my hand through the whole thing, and she showed me step by step, word by word, how to do it. So then I was ready for step 9. It was too late to make a living amends, so I decided to fly to the cemetery where he was buried just for the day. I bought a bottle of his favorite whiskey, I emptied it out, put some flowers in it, and I put it beside his gravestone. I cried a lot, and I apologized, and then I reminisced, and I left, and I made my amends. And when I left, I made a commitment to reframe how I thought about and talked about my dad. And I had so much serenity and peace when I left his graveside. The unrest that used to send me to the food every single time I would think about him has completely stopped. The 9th set promises say we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness if we're really thorough with our amends, and I can tell you that promise has been fulfilled in my life. I'm so grateful to be able to share that with you today. Please take what you like and leave the rest, and thank you so much for letting me be here.